You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is XUK. I have a room full of musicians and equipment. It's amazing.
And we're still unpacking most of it.
Yeah. How was the trip down here? Is it nice traffic? Good times?
I came all the way from North Hollywood, so I was on the freeway and it was pretty bad.
Why don't you guys introduce yourselves just to get us started?
Who am I
looking at?
I play guitar, kind of, and sing.
I'm Eric and I play viola.
And I'm Robin, a hanger-on.
Robin is not a hanger-on. He produced the album. He played a large proportion of the instruments on the album. And he got Producer of the Year for the album. DIY Producer of the Year.
I don't like to blow my own trumpets, though.
No. He can't even actually play the trumpet, so it's just as well. That's about the only instrument he doesn't play, I think.
So he's a real slacker, is what you're getting
at. He is, rather, yeah.
Basically. That's good.
Yeah. Anyway, they're having this convention at the weekend in Hollywood. And it's at the Egyptian Theater there, a two-day convention, and it's all DIY, self-published books, and I think it's also independent movies as well, but also the main part of it is that for us is the independent music. So it's all music that is, DIY music, do-it-yourself music, So our whole album was recorded in my apartment.
Really?
This
album that we just played a track from?
Yeah.
Because, it has that studio quality sound, so
that's
impressive.
That's because of Robin.
Uh-huh.
Actually knows what he's doing.
We used a Pro Tools plugin called Studio Sound.
Uh-huh. That's good. That little effect knob, it says quality on it. You just turn it all the way up.
Yeah, we turned the suck all the way down and the major label production all the way up. I think that's probably the best setting.
Awesome. You guys are a relatively new group, though. It's you guys formed just a few years ago, right?
Yeah.
2003. Yeah,
almost 3 years. Our first gig was June 2003, wasn't it?
Yeah.
June 6th at the Kibbutz Room. I'm on a very creaky chair. Is that being picked up?
Probably. That's actually a Kill Radio staple.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah. We had the creakiest chairs we could find and installed them just to make people uncomfortable. And it works every time. So.
Right, great.
Wow. It's a classic part of my show. I enjoy it.
I like your attitude.
So before we get into chatting about what XUK is all about, you guys want to play us a live tune?
I'd like to see if I was in tune, actually. I don't know. Yeah. I mean...
Well, we can play another track from the CD.
Yeah,
play another
track so I can tune up.
Okay,
and, I'm
looking at this new CD, Love Hits Like a Cricket Bat Out of Hell, which has to be album title of the year.
Oh, I hope so, yeah.
And it's a double CD set, and we'll talk a little bit more about it, where people can get it, stuff like that. But this is a treat. This is cool. So what track should I play?
Randomly pick anything.
Play
because
track. 8?
8 on which CD?
On which CD?
Both.
So I track 8 on the second CD, because we just played a track from the first CD.
Oh, let's try it, yeah.
Okay.
I can't even remember what that is.
I can't either.
This is called All Very Well.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
We haven't played that for
a while. No, that song sucks. Are you sure? Okay, you're listening to XUK on Is Good with John Hirschfield on killradio.org.
Sky, but I only see one, and I'm wondering why. They say there's plenty more fish in the sea. My only question is, which one's for me? Sayings are all very well. Sayings don't tell my story at all. Try telling that one to a drowning Boy Scout. Statistically speaking, your chances are fine. Compared to your chances, I'd rather take mine. Sayings are all very well. Sayings don't tell my story. seems true. Words mean nothing unless they mean something to you.
We're back with XUK on isgoodkillradio.org. Hey, for those who think your name might be Shook or something like that, what does XUK mean?
X as in ex-husband, ex-wife, ex-football star. Used to be in the UK, from the UK.
So were you guys doing music in the UK and then came over here? And
yeah.
So
yeah, I've been in bands since I was 13 years old, basically. But
what was the band called? UK?
Yeah, right. No, I'm not even going to say what the bands were called. It's too embarrassing.
Rawhide Loves Rainbow was one of them.
No, thank you. I'll never live that one down.
You were the original drummer from Suffocation.
Actually, it wasn't. Yeah, right. It wasn't my idea to call it that.
Well, actually, I remember the album cover was pretty good. It was like a ray gun or something.
Oh, yeah,
it looked a bit like that Foo Fighters one, the first
Yes, it did. They ripped me off.
Before his time.
Just for a bit of context, this is kind of this band is also kind of a family. In more
well,
ways
yeah,
than
Rob, Robin's my son.
That's why I know everything, sorry.
Yeah, also you're in the band for a long time. Robin was in the band for a long time. His other band, the King Cheetah, he started devoting full time to that in October. So now we have... We have 7 people in the band, actually, now. We have string players and, new drummer, bass player, myself, Eric, and two other viola players and a cellist.
All right.
It's working.
So let's hear what XUK sounds like with less than half the band here.
All right, yeah. Well, Eric and I play quite a lot, just he and I as acoustically anyway, so the fact you've got a small room here works fine for us.
Excellent. What are you going to play for us first?
We're going to do a song that I wrote in 1892.
Really?
No, it's actually it's a rewrite that I did of a very famous song. I think it's written by an American and an English person, actually, funnily enough. But anyway, it's called... We're so right. Together here.
Are we ready to go?
He's got a bit of
That's
a
nice and loud.
Chord. We can be a lot quieter than that.
Yeah, we can probably bring that down a bit.
I mean, just barely. All right, ready?
Okay, you're listening. It's okay.
Sorry.
No, do it. Let's do it. Go. Thank you.
There is a flower within my heart. You know it's you. Planted one day by Cupid's dart. You know it's true. Now whether you love me or love me not, you know it's you. I dream of the day when we share this lot. Make my dream come true. Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer too. I'm half crazy, oh, for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage. But you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two. If you're right tandem as my wife, we'll be the perfect team. Pedaling away down the road of life. Sorry. And our own steam. Taking the lead each trip we take. You're my guiding star. I trust you to steer and use the brake. We're gonna go real far. Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer too. I'm half crazy, oh, for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage. But you'll look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two. I'll be behind you all the way, 'cause I said I'd do. And if you get tired, just ring the bell. I'll pedal for you too. Uphill and downhill, rain or shine, we're gonna make it through. I will be yours and you'll be mine. I'll have a better view. Daisy, give me your answer too. I'm half crazy, oh, for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage. But you'll look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle. Yeah, bicycle. Yeah, bicycle, whoa, whoa, built for two.
I remember that song. From when I was a kid, actually, yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty common. It's like a standard, really. I mean, from 1892.
Yeah, it was the whole gay '90s thing. Plus, Blur had a huge hit with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it was horrible.
Yeah, it's really awful.
That's why I rewrote it, because I heard it.
You're like, oh, these guys suck.
It's like Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer. It's like rumpa dumpa dumpa dumpa. It's just horrible.
And
it's such a pretty tune, and I started playing the chorus because that's all I knew, and I thought, oh, that's really cool. But the actual verses, the original verses. The guy's dead, so I can say it. It's horrible. the melody is horrible. The words are kind of awkward and they don't really fit. So I rewrote the verses and I thought it worked quite well.
Yeah, well, the late 1800s, let's face it, were really a dark time for rock and roll.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was really. Yeah.
So
suppressed.
So what are some of your influences, for real though?
I don't really know. I mean,
I do.
Well, does that mean as a band and creating the sound of XUK?
Well, XTC were a big influence on me, you know, in my formative years. And Robin's formative years, actually. So I think that even though I don't think you can hear a direct connection with it.
You and my formative years kind of overlapped, didn't they?
Yeah, I suppose they did, yeah.
I think any band with a three-letter name is probably a huge influence.
Yeah,
beginning with X.
Yeah,
beginning with X. Who else is there?
XFQ.
And ending with K.
XFQ. Yeah, brilliant band.
So no, TLC, that wouldn't.
No,
right.
No. But I can't really point to anyone as a direct influence, because I think that I just, I mean, like a lot of people, just absorb things naturally as you go along and you don't really know where they come from. I think that's better, really. I mean, I don't try. I don't have any, like, heroes that I go, oh, I want to write songs like those people and then study their songs and write things that are like them. I just, I think that's pointless.
Now, Simon, is XUK sort of your baby? Are you the front man and sort of revolves around you?
Yeah.
Do you do the majority of the writing, or is it collaborative?
I do all the writing. We arrange stuff together, pretty much. Eric's obviously major influence there, because he does all the improvisation around what I do, basically. So I give him some simple structures, usually, and he
kind of
weaves his magic around that. It works quite well now.
Yeah, it does, as far as I can tell.
Yeah. Eric's one of those rare string players, I think, who can actually improvise pretty well. I think you only like Stefan Grappelli. That's the other person, right?
Yeah,
it's you and Stefan, right?
Yeah, it's me and Stefan. The rest of them are just god-awful.
Well, Eric, tell me about what is it like playing viola in a rock band? And that being... I assume this is your main instrument.
Yeah.
Eric has a philosophy, don't you?
What's the philosophy behind
playing viola in rock and roll music?
I've worked out a really kind of petty, bitchy set of rules that string players should and shouldn't follow, but, you know, as far as playing strings in rock and roll. And this is based on listening to a lot of stuff and tossing most of it away. It was in the there was basically John Cale from the Velvet Underground in the late 60s, and he did it pretty well because he was an actual composer. And then there was Echo and the Bunnymen in the early to mid-80s, and they did it pretty well. And then after that, there was a glut of bands that used just string pads on their albums, just completely uncreative, really bland. I'm thinking Smashing Pumpkins arrangements, specifically. And a lot of like rootsy stuff, where it was basically fiddle playing, and here I'm thinking Dave Matthews Band. Yeah, neither of which I like in that context. In fact, both of which I absolutely despise in that context. So I just try to not do that. Also, I hate it when string players improvising or playing in non-classical context try and slide around and sound like saxophones or other kind of jazz instruments. I hate that. And that's the thing that Grappelli really didn't do. He played like a classical player, but he improvised just like a madman.
So that's what Eric does.
You have to find this balance between being creative and knowing your limitations with the instrument that you have.
Yeah, I think if you're gonna play that kind of an instrument in this kind of context, it should sound like the instrument and not something that's trying to sound like a guitar or a sax or something like that. I think it just sound like what it is.
And you play with another band and also with some other performers. So tell me a little bit about that.
I play with a band called Get Set Go. Which is kind of more of a punky poppy type thing, and that's a whole different kind of playing with that one too.
It's not very punky.
It's more punky than we are.
Yeah, well, that's not hard.
so there's Get Set Go, which is really hard to write string parts for because it's really simple and closely written anyway. Anyway.
Sorry, Mike.
We love you, Mike.
So, what do you got for me next?
We're going to play a song called Smartest Girl. The Smartest Girl.
A Smartest Girl.
You're listening to XUK on Is Good at killradio.org.
Oh, is it? I might have another chord, but it's
too late. No, it's the input.
Oh, it's the input. Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'm just going to hold it.
Yeah. All right.
See, there is a reason for me being here.
Yeah, really. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Smartest girl.
cancer's last birthday, she poured red wine in my cup. And the rest of the night she ignored me. Seems she thought I was just too stuck up. She mentioned Dostoevsky and other things I can't spell. But I tell you that if she rejects me, my soul may as well be in hell. I met the smartest girl, and she's ignoring me. The smartest girl, why can't she see it? I met the smartest girl, she's perfect for me, yeah. But everything I say sounds dry. There's nothing you'll ever put past her. She taught herself everything. One day she, the next day master. She taught my soul how to sing. Her father she calls Leslie, and her mother she calls Jean. Her dog is completely demented, and her best friend works for the Queen. I met the smartest girl, she's ignoring me. The smartest girl, why can't she see him? I met the smartest girl, she's perfect for me, yeah. But everything I say sounds dumb. Her body's a Henry Moore sculpture. Her face launched a thousand spaceships. I wanna be a part of her future, 'cause I'm mesmerized by her hips. I swear the next time that I meet her, I'll atop myself everything. And nothing in life will be sweeter than to teach her soul how to sing. I met the smartest girl, she's ignoring me. The smartest girl, why can't she see it? I met the smartest girl, she's perfect for me, yeah. But everything I say sounds dumb.
Well, she sure sounds nice.
She's smart.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
So.
It's me smartly dressed, you know.
Love hits like a cricket bat out of hell. Now, this is your debut album, yes?
Yes.
And it's a two CD set, which is kind of unusual for a debut album that we have.
Well, it took us 3 years to make it. So.
21 tracks altogether.
Yeah. Two of which are covers, to be fair. We cover Wild World and by Cat Stevens and. Janine by David Bowie.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also eight hidden tracks. They're just hidden on a different CD.
And there's a full PFD of the Bible on.
Oh, yeah? I've read that. It's quite good, I hear. Robin, tell me about your involvement in all this, the instruments that you play, putting together this CD, the attention that it's gotten you as a producer.
Well, what a project. I mean, when my dad, i.e. Simon, first came to me and said, I want to do 24, well, has it 20, 21 songs. I've got 21 songs that I want to record. I just laughed, really. But then I realised he was serious and went that's into a very month long, like a several months long depression. No, yeah, it is a large project for sure, and
it took us quite a while.
Yeah, I mean, where we started.
We started
in
October of
1893.
Right after they wrote that song, yeah. We knew we had to change the world.
There's actually fossils of the original tapes of it. it was just, and I had to fit it in between doing other things as well. So that kind of did sort of stretch out the project a bit.
Yeah,
but
from October of 1 year, whenever it was, 2004, right? And we finished it in it came out in August 2005.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't 2003. No.
It wasn't. Okay.
No, it was October 2004. But and we finished recording in something like June or something like that of 2005.
Yeah.
So it came out in August. We were going to get one beat of one bar just really down every day. Right? There are about 78,000 beats of bars on the album. So. Yes.
Probably right. That was
actually
did you calculate
about,
that?
Yeah.
You did?
I can't possibly be far off.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
So it's out. What does that mean? Where can people get it?
CDBaby.com, Amazon.com, mycdstore.net, all the online places. We don't have a distributor yet, so it's not in the stores. Sorry, everybody.
CDsforpeople.net.
I like cd.net.
I like cds.edu.
You guys also have a web presence. You have two websites, myspace.com.
Well,
slash xuk,
MySpace like everybody,
xukmusic.com. And did you guys put that together yourself or
Through actually CD Baby has this thing called Host Baby, which is really good for musicians. So if anyone, I'll give them a plug because it's pretty cool. You can put together a pretty cool website using their tools, so that's good.
Speaking of plugs, where are you guys playing next? I know you guys just played somewhere last night.
Oh yeah, that's why. I guess
that's
why
you were late.
Yeah, because everybody wanted to stay to the bitter end. We were first on
musicians,
and I had basically 4 hours sleep the night before, so I was like, I wasn't really there, was I?
No. No, you could say that. No, I don't know, because I wasn't.
I mean,
attention.
Mentally, I wasn't. Yeah, right. So, let's see. What was I saying? See? It's just gone.
We're talking about guys play out live.
Next.
What's next?
Next, we're playing at the Scene, I believe.
Next, we're playing Sunday, right?
Oh, Sunday. Well, actually, I haven't checked my email. Yeah, well, see, the thing about Sunday is that this, because Robin won the award, we're supposed to play for the DIY music festival, but I haven't heard yet if we're going to do that. But it was supposed to be at the Egyptian Theater.
So if nothing else, we'll be outside the Egyptian Theater with my viola case open.
Like, yeah. Didn't you get our email? The festival itself is do it yourself.
Right. Yeah, really. So there's that, and then so that's at the Egyptian Theater on Sunday at some undetermined time. But I guess I'll put it on the website as soon as I know. And then the Scene on the 19th, which is a Sunday, with the OAOTs and somebody else. New Fidelity, are they playing?
Oh, no. Are they? Cool.
I'm not sure.
That'd be awesome.
I'm not sure. I might be talking
about the Pogues, are they playing?
And then BB King's on the City Walk, we're playing the semifinals of Battle of the Bands. And that is on the 27th of February.
Do you have any stories, like best or worst experiences playing live? Because sounds like you do a lot
worst.
Of. Oh yeah,
mainly for the audience.
It sounds like you guys are playing a lot.
Yeah, we're
playing a lot. And the worst experience actually was we got booked at Lush down in Santa Monica like about 2 years ago, and so I emailed a confirmation that we were going to be there. Got there and the place was closed for renovation. Yeah, not very good.
Wow.
BB King's the other day was pretty bad too.
Yeah,
oh,
that
BB
was pretty
King's
bad.
Was, yeah, let's trash BB King's.
Yeah, since we're playing there,
and we hope he doesn't find his
weeks.
Dust. What's that?
Since we're playing there another couple of
yeah,
weeks.
Exactly.
Well, wait, now I have to hear the story.
Oh, okay. Well, here's the story.
Well, they had a new sound guy. All right, so that's one thing. There is some excuse. A slight excuse.
Actually, I think he was the assistant sound guy, and the main sound guy actually hadn't turned up, so he was already kind of freaked out, and there's a fuse had blown in one of his power amps.
Yeah.
So his defenses were already up.
Right.
But
we brought Robin along because, you know, Robin knows our sound, he knows our songs. So, and I cleared it in advance with the promoter, and, you know, we'd said, you know, we're bringing our own sound guy. Cool, all right, that works out. And then, of course, the guy wouldn't even let him touch the soundboard.
Oh.
He was, like, so freaked out. And we sounded like crap on stage, at least. I mean, I couldn't...
Yeah, I couldn't hear. Well, I think, actually, that they brought him in because their sound guy hadn't turned up, and this dude was just hanging out, and his last name was, like, Sound Guy Urson. And that was his qualification.
You can call me Chip.
But anyway, we still won, so... I guess everybody else sounded just as... I mean, you know, the sound quality wasn't part of the
That's such
a
musician story.
Yeah.
We didn't sound perfect. We won, but it was the worst experience ever. Do you guys want to play another track from the CD?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, why not?
What do you recommend this time? Or are we going to do it randomly?
Well, can I see?
Should we play Ice Blue Eyes?
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
It'll take the rest of the next person.
Who designed this bloody cover? It's track 7 on the first...
All right, then.
First CD.
This is our epic magnum opus, so this will take us well into the next hour.
Oh, good. You've been listening to XUK on Is Good on killradio.org.
TV in your brain, and then certain that she's got the power. Girl on stilts, pale as death, we're surely waiting. She speaks a million miles an hour.
Before we run out of time, I want to squeeze as much music out of this band as I can. You're listening to XUK on Is Good on killradio.org. We're going to experiment a little bit with the miking techniques, see if we can get a little bit of a cleaner sound for you with the live stuff. So I'm going to pass over my mic to Simon's guitar, and we'll see how it works out. Here we go.
I'm sure it'll be splendid. This is a song called Jaguar. We couldn't play this on a normal radio because there's a lot of fucks in it, but fucked up.
Fucking A.
Fucking A. Right. Fucking so we hope you enjoy our fucks. You're not the bad girl that you think you are. You're just a fucked up girl drives her daddy's car. You're telling your love's over. Drives her daddy's car, drives a Jaguar. You're a working girl for a reason. You commit an act of treason with your clothes guaranteed to please him. The label whore designed to tease him. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You're not the bad girl that you think you are. Just a fucked up girl who drives her daddy's car, who drives a Jaguar. And I know that you feel in pain, that you feel insane when you're all alone, 'cause I do too. In a constant search for pleasure, you
got where you buried your treasure. They say you'll never crack under pressure, but your smile's a sweet empty gesture. Whoa, 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 you're not the bad girl that you think you are. You're just a fucked up girl who drives her daddy's car, who drives her Jaguar. My mind is suddenly reeling, 'cause you said you're having this feeling like a wound that's gradually healing, and now your heart is mine for the stealing. Whoa, 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 you're not the fucked up girl that I said you are. You're just a sad girl who drives her daddy's car, who drives her Jaguar. And I know, and I know, and I know, and I know that you feel in pain, that you feel insane when you're all alone, 'cause I do too, I do too, I do too, I do too, oh yeah.
I woke up this morning with a headache. The stream wasn't working. It was going to be a really fucked up day. That song made it all worth it. It's going to be a good day, ladies and gentlemen. You've been listening to XUK on Is Good on killradio.org. That was fantastic. That really came out well. And thank you, Robin, for coming in with the backup vocals, because I loved it. It just sounded so, so good. Tell me a little bit about what success means for you guys. How do you know when XUK is a success?
Oh, actually, that's real easy. It's when somebody comes up after you, the show, and they've never heard us before, and they go, I really like that song that's about this. They actually say what the song is about, and you know, they go into real detail about what the song's about. And it's like, they don't just come up and go, hey, good show, man. You know, they actually, you know, talk about the music, which is...
Does it matter if they're right? Like, I really like the song about puppies. That's actually about
that's
something
else.
That's
never happened, actually. my diction's really good.
They're all about puppies.
Well, don't talk about your diction on the radio.
I'm sorry. Well, it's not
don't talk about
radio.
Your diction on the radio. Well, it's internet radio. You can get away with it.
Yeah, you can get away with it.
Actually, I had a completely different definition for success. I was going to say when my bank balance shows more than two digits, but no, yours is better. Go with that.
So, he said, what is your definition of success now? I mean, it's like,
because we
haven't had any commercial success with this band yet, because we're... Yeah, you know, we're just really getting out there, just starting to get out there. I'm trying to book a tour right now, and it's. I hope it comes together, but I'm not sure whether it will. Because
are you thinking worldwide? Will they take XUK in the UK?
Actually, we are working on a UK tour that's supposed to be happening between September and December of this year. So at the end of the year, we're supposed to be going to the UK.
You should call the tour "We're Back, Motherfuckers."
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't think they would appreciate the motherfucker part of it.
I guess that's more of an American term, anyway.
Exactly.
We can take the motherfucker bit when we do the tour of Guam.
We could say, "Never mind the bollocks, we're back." The tour I'm trying. That's what I'm working on the next couple of weeks, trying to scramble to get this tour together. It's supposed to be 31 day tour, 8,000 miles, because we're playing the it's this festival inside the South by Southwest festival in Austin, Texas, in March, middle of March. So we have to do that. We have to be out there for that.
Yeah, it's a great festival.
So we thought we may as well play on the way there and play on the way back, and turn into the idea of doing a huge tour. So, well, huge for us. But whether it'll happen or not, I don't know. We're still working on it.
Now, sort of combining this idea of success being fan appreciation and financial appreciation, where do you see yourselves showing up? I mean, cover Rolling Stones. I mean, obviously, this isn't a teen MTV pop idol kind of crap. I mean, it's...
I don't think we fit. I don't know where we fit, or if there's anything. I mean, if we need to fit, really. I mean, I want to be able to, pay everybody in the band for coming out and playing and rehearsing and stuff. I think if we ever made a living from just doing this, that'd be cool. But at the same time, to be realistic, there's so many bands out there, and you can get you're lost in the crowd, really. So I don't know. It's I would be satisfied with breaking even at this point. And I'm spending personally a lot of money on getting this band out there, you know, getting merch together and, you know, getting the CD made and buying a van to tour in and all that kind of stuff. And it's the kind of thing that if you had a record deal traditionally, your advance would pay for all that.
Well, right.
I've basically advanced the band, but it's right, because it's my project, really. I like the fact that everybody else is involved in it, but it's really my songs. I'm a bit of a fascist dictator when it comes to the creative side of it, but it seems to work out between Eric and me. I mean, Eric and I are the main people in the band,
and Robin doesn't have a choice because he's your son, so he has to get along with you, right?
Yeah. I emotionally blackmailed him to work on the album, and
good thing you did, though, because that worked out in your favor.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the award for Robin was just recognizing the, you know, how much work. I mean, it shows. I mean, it sounds like a studio album. And to say that was done at home, all those tracks, I mean, it's just, you know, testament to the amount of hours and the effort that he put into it, and the skill as well. But it's just, like, overwhelming, the amount of work that, I mean, I'm sure he did easily 500 hours on this project, and I did something similar. That's not including all the other people that came in, because we had guest musicians come in as well, do some guitar, some piano, some drums as well. We had Simon from King Cheetah play drums on a couple of tracks, and Rob from King Cheetah did a couple of tracks, three, I think.
And what are the names of the other members of the band?
Okay, we've got Ron Pack on drums. We've got Matt Peter on bass. We have Katie Adams and Osha Mevlana on violas. And Mia, what is it?
Barcia Colombo. No, she just wants to be called Mia.
Mia, yeah.
She's a single name gal when she plays with the band.
Yeah, Mia on cello. Cello.
And are you guys able to bring, you know, that's kind of a large band. Are you guys able to have all seven of you go to each of these gigs?
Within LA, yeah, we do as many people as available. So it's a scalable kind of thing. When we tour, we'll be only touring with probably four people, maybe five tops, because that's just a logistical thing.
Yeah. Four people in an iPod.
Four people in an iPod, yeah. We're doing iPod backing tracks, which a lot of bands do these days.
Sure.
Just to fill out little bits, like, you know, nice little bits of percussion, a little bit of keyboard here and there, maybe a bit of guitar, you know, electric guitar, because I play acoustic guitar on stage.
Some oud, a little theremin.
Well, about alternative instruments and alternative sounds, I mean, do you see yourself settling into the XUK sound, or do you kind of branch out into other genres of music sometimes?
Yeah, I mean, my concept for it is that we will continue to have a revolving pool of musicians who we draw on, so it just depends. It depends on who we meet and who we click with, and whether we can, you know, draw them into playing with us for a while, you know. But I don't want it, I don't want us to always play the music exact same way every time. I want it to be a living testament to my talent.
Wow, that's deep, dude.
I couldn't even get through Living Testament without cracking up.
Well, while the number of streams keeps going up,
they're ready for the next DJ.
Yeah, well, right. Well, they're stuck with us. So, would you like to play another song? Do you have another song in your?
We have so many songs. It's crazy, but
we've got 3 million songs.
Let's do.
And then it's probably time for us to all move our cars.
Yeah, let's do Run Back Home. My time is fading away, and I've nothing left to say without you. Can't wait for another day, 'cause I miss you so much that I will see you in my dreams again tonight. And I know tomorrow will find me
lost with no angel to guide me. I can't have you beside me, and my thin jokes don't hide me. I used to be fine on my own, yeah, but it's just no fun all alone, no. Why can't I run back home to you? I drink your voice on the phone, and when I'm alone I dream of you, and all of my birds have flown. Now I miss you so much that I will see you in my dreams again tonight. And I know tomorrow will find me cold and lost with no angel to guide me. I can't have you beside me, and my thin jokes don't hide me. I used to be fine on my own, yeah, but it's just no fun all alone, no. Why don't I run back home to you, to you, to you?
Simon, Eric, Robin, thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
XUK is great. Everyone should go to myspace.com/XUK and XUKmusic.com. Get more information on them. Check out upcoming gigs and look for their album, Love Hits Like a Cricket Bat Out of Hell. Why don't we say goodbye with a track from this album?
Sure.
Any recommendations?
Should we do Unzip? Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It's the hits,
Unzip.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Didn't you play that?
No.
Oh, you played New Way.
New Way, yeah.
Okay.
That has been Is Good. I'm John. You've been listening to killradio.org. Just a reminder, come check out Letting Up Despite Great Faults at M-Bar, 1253 North Vine, this Saturday at 10 o'clock. And before that, you can also check out Automatique at Pig and Whistle at 7:30, because they're a good band, too. Thanks for listening.
There's something quite fitting about the sound of unzipping. The unzipper, the zip. The unsnapper, the snap. You know I'm a glutton for all your lovely clothes that will unbutton. We'll reveal the lace and silk, and the joy is unfaded. Like a drum roll announcing, some things are gonna stop bouncing. The unsnapper, the snap. The unpopper, the pop. You know I'm a glutton for all your lovely clothes that will unbutton. We'll reveal the lace and silk, and the joy is unfading. Next to you, and the cat.
to see you, so lovely to see you.